I don't know if we were tight or it was just one of those things where they get the lead and you know, the whole bench kind of gasps because the importance of the game. I mean, you get behind right now and it kind of feels like the end of the world. And you know, that's why we came in and after the second period and said, you know, it's not acceptable. We got to, you know, be up on that bench and stay positive and try and battle back. And you know, like I said, if we had that energy, you know, in the second period, it would have been different.
For you personally, Brian, was Cam Ward almost like Freddy Krueger after this game tonight? I mean, you had so many good opportunities.
Yeah, I mean, that one in the first period, I had a couple in the first period, but the one where he got his stick on it and I had the empty net, I mean, it's probably the biggest save anyone's made on me in my career. And it was just one of those where, you know, I have an empty net, I'm shooting it right in the middle, and, you know, he got a stick on it. And it was probably bugging me for a better part of the game, to say the least. You know, he played a great game tonight, and you know, I think he really helped him pull out the win.
You couldn't really have done much anything different on that play, though, could you? I mean, you put it in the spot where you thought it was going to go in.
Yeah, I mean, I've had empty nets before. I mean, I had the whole net to shoot at. I don't really like shooting along the ice because, you know, that's where I figure he might dive or get his paddle on, and didn't want to go high because shoot it over the net. But, you know, it's just one of those things where, you know, I just had to hit him right in the stick. You know, I had the whole net, so. But I couldn't really do much about it after, so I was trying to get it out of my head.
That said, you guys did get the lead in the second, but you know, what happened right after that?
I don't know. I feel like, you know, they scored on that power play, and the momentum just completely went in their way. I felt like, you know, we stopped skating a bit, and we were a bit slower on pucks and a bit more tight, and, you know, that's you're not going to do much when you're playing like that. We kind of sat back and watched them and decided how the game was going to go. But, you know, if we played that way in the third, I mean, we were really hunting for pucks and getting our chances in the third period.
Does this kind of say this team still has some growing to do?
Yeah, I mean, it's tough to talk about growing right now when we're, you know, trying to get points and trying to get, you know, the first playoff spot here. And, you know, we're definitely a younger team that has stuff to learn, but, you know, it's a hockey game. It happens to the best teams in the league. You go through momentum swings like that in a game, and especially when they're big games. I mean, you know, you get tight and you get nervous, and especially when you get behind. So, I mean, we do have growing to do, but, I mean, every team in the league does.
You get 10 left. What's it feel like you got to do?
We have to have a good road trip, I think. I mean, I think after this trip, we'll have a good idea of, you know, what's going to happen with our season. They're going to be all tough games, but, you know, we're looking forward. We got to put this behind us and just focus on winning as many games on that trip as we can.